You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
When she was only 15 years old, a girl in Washington State ran away from home. Within 36 hours of leaving her home, she was lured into the sex trade, and for 3.5 months, she was marketed to Johns. Through escort sites like Backpage.com, they advertised her services as an 18-year-old. 2 years later, that girl is 17. She's back at home. And her mother has made it her mission to prevent this from happening to any other children. The mother's name is Nicole. We're not using her last name in order to protect her daughter's privacy. But with Nicole's help, a new law has been passed in Washington State that requires sites like Backpage.com to obtain documentation proving that the escorts they advertise are at least 18. And Nicole joins us from Washington State. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning.
Can you tell us about what happened to your daughter? Specifically, how did she end up being involved with an escort site like Backpage.com?
My daughter was a typical, normal teenage girl. She was active in sports. She was doing well in school, active in our community. I had had our oldest son, had moved away, gone off to college. And she was getting a bad grade, and grades are important to our family. And I think she just decided that, you know, hey, I'm going to run away for a little bit. My parents are going to find out about my grade, and then when I come home, they're going to be so happy to see me that, you know, they're not even going to worry about the grade anymore. And what happened was she got into the wrong car in the wrong, and she met a recruiter out on the streets of Seattle, and she ended up in the hands of a child sex trafficker, who then posted her on Backpage.com.
That's Nicole. And thankfully, she is back at home and she is safe now. Is she okay? Is she still dealing with what happened?
Of course. I think when you live through something so traumatic, it will have altered her life forever. She does continue to get counseling. But today I'm happy to say that she's back in school. She's in college now. She does live at home. And our entire family gets counseling from services that are here local.
That's Nicole speaking to us from Washington State, and we're not using her last name in order to protect her daughter's privacy, but also with us is Andrea Powell, Executive Director of Fair Girls. It's an organization that tries to prevent the exploitation of girls. Andrea, is this kind of an isolated case? How common is this?
So this is actually a very common case, and while each individual girl and situation is different, what we're finding at Fair Girls with the girls that we assist day-to-day is that the majority of them who are exploited by their pimps are being sold online, specifically on Backpage.com.
But how is that, I mean, if these are underage girls, how is Backpage.com not in trouble already?
Right. So currently Backpage.com, as well as online classified ad agencies all over the country, are protected by the 1996 Communication Decency Act. So basically, they are able to protect themselves that way while pimps and other exploiters can use their site to market their victims.
So let me go back to Nicole then. Your daughter, how did you find out where she was? How did you get her back home?
She was arrested and charged with prostitution, along with the man that was selling her. I say that in my daughter's case, we have a little bit of a unique case in that we both had a buyer and a seller prosecuted. My daughter was prosecuted. The only person not prosecuted was the facilitator, which is, in my daughter's case, Backpage.com, which made anywhere between $22 and $30 million last year off their escort services.
Nicole, I wonder what your answer is. There's so many times when I read stories like this and you get these comments from people saying, where were her parents? How could her mother have allowed this to happen to her? And I wonder what your response is to that.
My response to that is this can happen to any family in any economic background, any ethnic group. And as far as my daughter's parents, there are, my husband and I have been married for 19 years. We have values. We went to church. Oh, I'm sorry,
we have a train in the background. You've got everything, yeah.
Of course. And we searched desperately for our child.
Yeah.
And we were involved. You know, I was the epitome of a soccer mom. My daughter had dreams of going to Juilliard someday. We were a very involved family. And all it takes is one quick action on the part of my child, and our entire lives have been altered.
Did you actually see the advertisement for her that they'd posted on Backpage?
Ma'am, I have not. I was not privy to being in the courtroom when that evidence was put out there. I saw one page at one time when I was down testifying for Bill 6251, and I was glad that I had never seen any more of those advertisements.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Nicole is the mother of a young girl who got lured into the sex trade through an escort service that advertised on Backpage.com. Let me go back to you, Andrea Powell, Executive Director of Fair Girls. This bill that she's talking to, this new law in Washington State, how does this help? Is it perhaps too isolated to really address the problem?
So it's certainly a step in the right direction, because the reason that pimps use Backpage.com and other online classified ad sites is because they want that anonymity. They want to be able to post their victims in multiple cities simultaneously. And so instead of having 10, 15 men approach their victim on a street corner, now they can have hundreds, thousands of men view their victim's page. And so having this requirement to check IDs and have age verification is certainly a step in the right direction. I fear that it won't be the big solution that we're all hoping it will be, but I do think it's a good step, and Washington State certainly is setting this gold standard broadly for combating trafficking. And I see girls every day who are being exploited online at Backpage. So it's a good step. I'm just, you know, I think there's a lot more that needs to be done.
Well, I wonder, Andrea, how much of a gold standard it is. How difficult is it to post forged documents?
Exactly. And that's the thing, is it is going to be a big challenge. Most of the girls who we have assisted, all of their real identification documents are taken away from them because their pimp wants to isolate them from society. And then sometimes they're given new fake IDs. Sometimes they're not given anything at all. They're coached and schooled about not ever giving up their age. They're told if they do that, they'll get in more trouble because they're a child. And in some cases, children still are arrested in this country for prostitution charges. So in some cases, the pimp is actually telling them the truth, and that fear keeps the girl from speaking out. So age verification is certainly a step, but I think that pimps, they're professional exploiters, so they're going to find a way to get around it, but hopefully it slows them down and enables law enforcement to investigate more aggressively, and maybe some girls like Nicole's daughter will be rescued more quickly. But as I've said, the ultimate goal really is to shut the adult section of Backpage.com down. That's
well,
really
it gives them something to charge. It gives
exactly.
them something to charge him with, Andrea, right?
Exactly.
Well, Andrea Powell is the executive director of Fair Girls, is an organization that tries to prevent the exploitation of girls. Last question to you, Nicole, which is what is your advice? I mean, it sounds to me like you're saying that there's nothing a parent can do to protect their child from this kind of exploitation.
Well, you know, my husband and I thought we had done everything right. You know, we'd watch a TV show and we'd talk about the dangers out on the street. But you just never know what that situation is going to bring that is going to put your child in a risky situation. You know, like I said, you get on a bus. They have had people recruited or tried to be approached within 45 minutes in a crowded park area in Seattle. And so just being vigilant, telling your children and stuff is always the first preventative measure. Better education at a younger age. I would start middle school about what this looks like. you know, we live in a world where we teach anti-bullying all the way through school. I think this should be part of that curriculum.
Yeah.
And just being aware of the signs and teaching your children some of those signs, you know, that if you're approached by somebody that's promising you X, Y, and Z, if it's too good to sound true, it probably is.
Nicole is the mother of a Washington State girl who ended up being advertised on Backpage.com at age 15. We reached out to Village Voice Media Holdings, that's the company that owns Backpage.com, for a comment. They did not respond to either emails or calls. Thanks to both of you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And you can join any of the conversations, including that one, on this program. You know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.